The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this show are not necessarily those of Stewart Information Services Corporation or Stewart Title. Before you make any investment, you should seek the advice of your investment advisor or attorney.
When it comes to real estate, everything matters. Whether you're a realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title is here to inform, entertain, and inspire you. Host Bill Napick from Stewart Title will talk with guests about what really matters when it comes to owning, buying, and selling real estate. Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title starts right now. Here's your host, Bill Napick.
And welcome to the show, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I am Bill Napick, hosting the show, and a monumental show it is today. We're so glad you joined us. This is where America tunes in to hear real estate talk, things that relate to the home, not just in Houston, Texas, but well beyond. And today, as I said, is a milestone indeed. So whether you're listening here in Houston, Texas, the Memorial area of Houston, the Woodlands, Laguna Beach, California, it doesn't matter. We think you'll enjoy the show as we always have great guests. And today, monumental number 200. That's a lot of shows. And we have special guests here today, also celebrating milestones in their organization and in their business. So we're glad you joined us on Real Estate Matters. We thank Tom Carpentier with Stewart Insurance and Risk Management for bringing this show forth every week, and all the people at Stewart Title. Let's get started. Our first guest, I mentioned milestones, the Houston Astros, winner of the World Series this year, the champions. We have Jeff Stewart. He is the Senior Director of Sales and Corporate Partnerships for the Houston Astros. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Congratulations on the 200th episode.
Well, congratulations to you and the Houston Astros. Indeed, that's so exciting, and how it brought the city together in a magnificent way. Let's tell people what you do for the Astros.
I have dual roles with the Astros. My primary role is sponsorship sales, and then secondary, I manage a team of special events. So when we are not playing baseball at the ballpark, we do anything from weddings, corporate functions, parties, softball games on the field, galas, you name it, we do it. So everything, driving some revenue for the ball club so the baseball folks can spend it on guys like Justin Verlander and people to help us win titles. So
very nice. And of course, what a facility, the Minute Maid Park. It is incredible. And that is where you get to work every day, right?
Oh, I go to work every day at Minute Maid Park. It's awesome. I get to look at the beautiful green grass every morning when I walk in, and see it when I walk out. It's an awesome ballpark. It's 18 years old, but it's still in amazing shape, and it's a great facility to watch a ball game.
A wonderful organization. We're so proud, and it really brought the city together, winning the World Series, didn't it? I mean, what was it like behind the scenes and from your perspective?
It really was amazing once Harvey hit, and to see the team come back and rally the city around that and be able to go on a nice run there in the postseason. I think we all anticipated we would have a good shot. I don't know if any of us were anticipating a World Series win, but just to see the community come together, and everywhere you walked, there were people hosting watch parties, wearing Astros gear around town. It was an exciting, exciting month of October.
No question about it. A lot of T-shirts are out there for sale. A lot of great items for sale. And they're still for sale where people can wear them and still support the Astros and, I guess, brag about that win. It's okay to do that, isn't it, Jeff?
Exactly. It really is. It's the organization has been around for 50-odd years, and to win a championship like that, the first World Series in the state of Texas, it's a great feeling.
Well, you have a great position. It must be a fun job. Give us an idea of some of the things that you do every day, and also the idea of working in such an environment.
I love it. I knew once I graduated college that I wanted to stay involved in sports somehow. And, a lot of the jobs that you see right off the bat are in sales. So I never dreamed I'd be a salesperson, but you get involved that route and you really start working your way up. And I worked in the minor leagues. I worked for the Six Flags Corporation in San Antonio doing sponsorship sales, and was fortunate to get the job with the Astros. So, every day it's a fun, fun job. We get to go to the ballpark. I get to sell the experience and the partnership with the Astros to different corporations locally and nationally.
And when you use the term experience, the baseball experience really is like none other. It's captured America. It's captured the world, really. It's such a fascinating game. There's so many things to it. People can enjoy baseball if they've never seen a game, but the more they get interested and learn about it, it really has so many complexities and things to enjoy.
It does. I mean, baseball is a great sport, and I'm obviously a little biased. It's my favorite sport, but to be, you, like you mentioned, you don't have to know a ton about baseball, but you can go with your family and friends and sit there, and the game isn't as fast paced, so you can visit with your friends and not miss all the action. Or if you're a diehard fan, you know the intricacies and the ins and outs of the strategies and all that, and it's fun to watch that as well.
That's right. When you mention strategies, it's complex, too. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it for each player. And the idea, of course, with teamwork. In any organization, you mentioned sales. We're in the sales profession. A lot of people that listen are in the sales profession, in the real estate sales. But sales is so important, but also teamwork is so important. And a great display of teamwork when we see a team like the Astros win the World Series. And also in your front office, a lot of things are going on.
Exactly, especially when watching the games, you can tell that the players enjoy playing with each other. I mean, they have a certain camaraderie that I don't believe exists with every team and even in different sports. But to watch them, and it carries over to the front office. At the end of the year, we get to do something fun where all the staff that wants to play softball on the field, we have a softball tournament with the front office staff, and that's going to be happening in the next couple of days. And just different team building events that we do like that throughout the year. And we do work a lot of hours. So you do work, you know, when we have games at home, we're there a long time and you're interacting with, you know, the same people every day. And it's great that we all get along and have a great environment. And that starts from the top of the organization all the way down.
Very exciting. And also, as you mentioned at the beginning of the segment here, you talked about that the Minute Maid and your role is also providing the baseball, perhaps off-season experience to people that want to enjoy the environment of Minute Maid Park and some of the other things that you offer. Give us another word on that.
Exactly. I mean, we're in the process of booking holiday parties now. We've had inquiries about a company wanting to do a big gala on the field. So we... softball games, we really do it all. It's neat. We have meeting spaces, so we do anything from events of, you know, 15-20 people that could just be a board meeting all the way on up to a 5,000 person event with a concert afterwards. We've done events like that as well. So we try to book the building as much as we can. We're not playing baseball. We understand that baseball is our core product, but really in the off season we try to maximize the space when we can.
It sounds like the possibilities are almost limitless. And I guess you think and you work together with people to create that environment and that great experience. And I would say any of those things that you mentioned, if you were to participate in the environment of Minute Maid, you're not going to forget it and you're going to talk about it a long time to come.
Exactly. Exactly. It's making memories and getting people to stand on the field and take a picture, just stuff that you can't do in everyday life, which is really exciting. So
you said that word, they're making memories, and what better place? And also, Jeff, if people want to reach out and put those memories together and put together a plan, what should they do to reach you?
They can give me a call at 713-259-8759 or email me at jeff.stewart@astros.com.
World champion Houston Astros. Jeff, give us an idea. What else would you like people to know about the Houston Astros or about your role there?
Well, just with the Astros, we're getting excited. The offseason has shrunk a little bit with us playing a month longer. So, you know, spring training starts here in February, and we opening our home opener is April 2nd against the Orioles this year. Should
That's
be another
be
exciting season. Yeah.
Super awesome. In fact, in that April, the way the time is flying, it's going to be here before we know it.
It'll be here quick. I mean, we're almost, you know, we just passed Thanksgiving. Christmas is around the corner. And then once January hits, it's time for baseball to kind of make its travel down to Florida to our spring training facility. And we'll be playing baseball before we know it.
You have a fun job. I bet there's a lot of people saying, I'm going to reach out to Jeff, because I don't think everybody knows that they can use the facility or parts of the Minute Maid Park. I don't think everyone knows about that. How do you get the word out, say, other than being on this show and other things? How do you get the word out to tell people?
It's a lot of word of mouth, too. We have a sales staff that's out making outbound calls. And then on the partnership side, we're making outbound calls, and we're, you know, just educating people on our different partnerships that we offer and our different events that we can host at the ballpark. We have a full ticket sales staff as well that are constantly making phone calls, trying to educate people on the different levels of hospitality that we offer at the ballpark.
That sounds like fun. And Jeff, let's tell them the phone number again, please.
713-259-8759.
713-259-8759. And of course, the Astros website is...
Astros.com.
Couldn't be easier,
it's easy.
Right?
It's really easy.
Go Houston Astros. And it's so great how they brought the city together. And people all around the world know about Houston even more. It's so exciting. Jeff, one more time. The phone number is?
713-259-8759.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Stewart, Senior Director of Sales, Corporate Partnerships for the Houston Astros. We're going to come right back with even more on this milestone number 200 show. Stay with us. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Stewart Title has been serving Texas for over 120 years. A Texas treasure, Stewart Title's longevity is a testimony to superior service, innovation, and knowing what their customers want. Recent surveys show that 92% of respondents want secure online tracking tools to help them during the closing process. Stewart Title offers the most robust and secure system to track transactions online available today. To learn more, contact Stewart Title at one of their many offices around the city. Stewart Title, online at stewart.com. That's S-T-E-W-A-R-T.com.
And welcome back. Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title, show number 200. We march on indeed. As I said, milestones. Each company here, each organization has some kind of big milestone today. And we have real estate legend John Doherty. He is here with the president, Sherry Famet. John and Sherry. In fact, John even brought his wife, Debbie. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
We're happy to be here.
Well, as we say, milestones, this is a great time in Houston, Texas, a great time in the real estate profession. So let's give people, John, in case someone is on another planet or something, let's just give them a word about John Doherty Realtors and tell them about it.
Well, I started this company back in March of 1967. I tell everybody I was 3 years old when I started.
Yeah, you were.
And we've been so fortunate. This is such a great city, good people, lots of business opportunities. It's out there if you want to get it. And we've been very fortunate and really excited about the organization we have today. We really refer to ourselves as a family.
And you really are. And approaching 51 years in business, that is incredible. And I would say, too, the principles of success, even though we have such technology today from 50 years ago, the principles of success really are the same, I would guess.
Of course. Hard work.
Hard work. Also, Sherry, you have been with John Doherty, and you and John, we can look at billboards. We see you there together, lightening up the city as we look at them. But give us a word in the marketplace right now, Sherry, from your perspective.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've had a lot of experiences in this city this year, and I kept hearing Jeff talk about experiences. And while some things have changed, I think, in the way people look at real estate and about buying and selling, and it's no longer a transaction type business. It's an experience that you're creating when you work with people when they're buying a lifestyle and buying a home. And there have been a lot of experiences people didn't anticipate this year. And so I think the role of people working together and creating experiences and making things work for them through good and bad times has been terrific. And I think as realtors, that we are very involved in making things happen for people in a positive way, even when it's not necessarily their choice that they wanted to be a part of it. The marketplace in Houston has always been robust. Even in the worst of times, I do not think that we have seen a bottom like a lot of communities in our country many, many times. Part of it, I think, is that we haven't gotten that low. The other part is the way we've handled it. And the way you handle adversity and the way you handle what might be a down market or whatever can be a winner or it can be probably a big loser. And we've always chosen to take the high road. The 50 years that the company's been in business, and John started a wonderful thing years ago. I think he had an insight long before his time, even though he was three. I think he had a lot of insight about how the business should be done, how to handle the market, good or bad, how to handle his salespeople, how to train professionally, and it's all become, a 50-plus year legend, and we continue to handle it that way. So I think right now we're all viewing the market as a good market. Houston is an amazing, vibrant city. People are all thinking positive things about it, and no matter who we work with, whether they're from California or Canada or Europe or China, they come to the city, and we always hear the same thing. Is everybody this friendly all the time?
I'm glad you mentioned that. When I got here in 1982, that's the first thing I said. This place is really friendly. And, of course, then I said, I want to move here and do business here. And it hasn't changed. It really hasn't.
It's true. When I was selling houses back a long time ago, instead of trying to manage sales agents and in the company, I had a young man in from California from Continental Airlines at the time being transferred in with a wife and young baby. And he wanted, July, wanted something, you know, cold to drink. We stopped at a 7-Eleven. We go in, we get in line, and we get back in the car, and he goes, everybody in that line said hello. He goes, you don't get that in California. He said, everybody everywhere I go says hello in an elevator or whatever. I want to live here. We're excited. And the wife was not excited till he got back home and told him all about it. So it's a great place to sell real estate.
And I like the word that you used, experiences, and staying steady for those many years. And you're right. We have had low points. However, staying steady and low points compared to other cities, we really are very fortunate. We're very, I guess the word might be buoyant. Right, John? What do you
think? That's correct. I had the most wonderful parents in the world, and I learned a lot of things from them. And two things I practice every day is never, never give up. And no is a closer answer to a yes. So if you really want to get a yes answer, you can figure out a way to do it. And that's part of our business, very important part of our business is don't give up. It'll work if you make it happen.
No doubt about it. And as we're talking about that, as Sherry used the word experience, the real estate experience for a buyer or a seller, there's a lot of components to it. There's a lot of steps and there's a lot of information that's transactional. A lot of things go forth to make the big decision to buy or to sell, and you have been there with many, many people through these years. John, give us a perspective on how you coach someone through like, let's say they get challenged, or how do they stay steady in that real estate transaction?
Well, I say we're in the education, communication, and marketing business, and a very important part of our job is to help buyers and sellers understand how we two can work together, because if we're not working together, it's not going to happen. And we spend a lot of time in our company training our people how to communicate with the buyers and sellers. And we think that's very important. And it's worked very well for us, and we're continuing. We have training going on twice a week, every week in our company. And we think that's a very important part of the success that we've had over the years, is continuing to do that.
And there's so many things to learn and to stay on top of if you are the real estate professional, because things are changing all the time. And it's not an easy job. Sometimes TV makes it look easy, right, Sherry?
Right. In fact, I was watching one of the Million Dollar Listings LA last night, and look at the way they act like they do things and the way we really know they happen. And so the reality of it is not always as glamorous, for sure, but it's worth every bit of it. And I guess we're very fortunate this year because we've got a lot of growth going on in our company. We've got a new location that we're opening in the Woodlands. It should be open probably late December. We've had an office there, but we're building a wonderful one on Hughes Landing Boulevard, right off Restaurant Row in the Woodlands. So that's been an exciting time for us. And then the other part that's been exciting was that we have had the addition of David Young and Company, and what would be David H. Young and David Michael Young. And the reputation that these two men have in the Memorial area as well as the greater Houston area for a number of years has been something that we're very excited about. We're able to have a Memorial Drive presence, which will be terrific, and to have the experience of having these two individuals to work with. And be happy that you'll hear from them later.
Yeah, we're going to hear from them in a few minutes, real estate legends. And it's really tying a big city together once again. Give us a word, too, about your global reach, because that is also a part. We have this, not that Houston is, it's gigantic, but in addition, your company also has that global reach. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a terrific thing because Houston totally has been become a more international city. And when you're going out to list a property, a homeowner many times will ask you, well, tell us about how you market globally or how you market internationally. And our company has the good fortune of being local but very global. And locally owned in Houston means a lot to us and means a lot to our clients. But to have the global reach is just the icing on the cake. We have multiple affiliations. We have Mayfair International, which we call our London office. They're a terrific marketing office for us. Luxury Portfolio and Leading Real Estate Companies of the World That network is made up of the largest number of independent and successful real estate companies in the world. And that particular network affiliation with us allows us to perform in a network and to have branches basically in 6,800 offices around the world.
Wait a minute, 6,800, that's a lot.
That's right.
60, yeah, that's
a lot of associates, a lot of offices, and they're looking and selling and helping us develop our business, and we're doing the same for them. And it's just a great give and take, and if homeowners don't ask us about it when we're sitting in their living rooms, then we want to tell them about it because they don't understand how much that can mean for the exposure that we can give to their properties.
That's gigantic. And John, going back 50-plus years at the very beginning, I'm sure you can remember it like it was yesterday. Going back that length of time, did you ever realize that you would have the global reach and the global name and footprint now, John Doherty Realtors?
Well, I did. In my early years, I remember going to New York City and calling on a relocation company that was up there that did residential real estate business. They wouldn't even talk to me. So I said, well, you know what? I'm going to go and get that market, and then they'll talk to me. And we are so fortunate that we have more connections worldwide for any upscale company, residential estate company in Houston. And that works. I mean, we're referring business to people going all over the world. We're getting people coming in. We have 4 full-time people. Ann Incovia is our executive vice president, and she's running our global relocation services. And it's wonderful. And it's better than we've ever had. Ann joined us a little over 3 years ago, and she'd been in the business for 25 years before she joined us. And with the former company that she was with, she started the relocation business and has grown it, and she's continuing to grow. She travels all the time. She's very seldom in Houston, and she has 3 full-time people that handle all the moving in and out.
Sherry, give us a word. You have an incredible team. And just a side note, I'm reminiscing as I go and visit your office periodically. I haven't been there in a while, but I love that family feel. Right from the moment you walk in, it just feels good. The people are so nice and have been. Tell us a word as far as the real estate professionals that are part of your team, because you look for the right people, and it's not easy to find the right people for any team.
That's right. That's right. And we basically look at, we have 2 sets of clients. Our agents are our first line clients. We're there to provide everything that we can for them to make them have the most productive career that they can in real estate. And then, of course, we have our buyers and sellers who are our ultimate clients. So we do the best, as John mentioned, to have great communication. We've mentioned professionalism and transaction experiences, but none of it happens without relationships and communication. So that's something that we dwell on every day and that we work hard to foster in the organization. But when looking for real estate professionals, we are very open and transparent about what it takes to be successful. We never want to set anyone up for failure. We don't want to paint a picture that's not correct, but we want to make sure that they know what we expect and what we can provide to have a stable career for them. I like to say we're a foundation underneath and an umbrella above, but we want you to be yourself and to carry out your profession with your own style. I just want to load all your guns and give you all the ammunition you can out in this marketplace to succeed. And I don't think we'll ever quit doing it that way.
Indeed, you do. High standards, exceeding expectations all the time. Sherry, if someone wants to reach out to you to be a part of the team or to buy or sell real estate, what should they do?
Well, they can certainly get on johndoherty.com. Contact our main number at 713-626-3930, and we'd be happy to help.
One more time, the number?
713-626-3930.
And John, as we here we are at the 200th show, both you and Sherry have been on the show many times. We're so glad to have you, and thank you for being a part. John, what else would you like people to know before we close out this segment?
I just say enjoy this wonderful city that we have and so many nice people, and we're all here to help each other no matter what kind of business we're in. And we appreciate being on your show, Bill.
Well,
we've been a lot of fun having it.
And it's cool that you brought your wife here today. She is a part of the team as well. There's no doubt about it, right?
She's a very important part of the team.
Well, we thank Debbie for being here, and thank you all so much. We're going to come right back with even more. That's John Doherty, Sherry Fama, and his wife, Debbie. Stay with us. There's even more.
Most people don't know that Stewart offers business, home, and auto insurance. In fact, Stewart Insurance and Risk Management has been doing that and more for over 10 years. And they partner with many leading insurance companies to offer great rates. They're a national insurance agency operating in all 50 states, delivering a broad range of insurance products. Whether you need a home insurance quote for a client's home closing or your own insurance needs, you can count on them. Call 866-845-4676. That's 866-845-4676. Stewart Insurance and Risk Management is here to help.
Stewart Title has been serving Texas for over 120 years. A Texas treasure, Stewart Title's longevity is a testimony to superior service, innovation, and knowing what their customers want. Recent surveys show that 92% of respondents want secure online tracking tools to help them during the closing process. Stewart Title offers the most robust and secure system to track transactions online available today. To learn more, contact Stewart Title at one of their many offices around the city. Stewart Title, online at stewart.com. That's S-T-E-W-A-R-T.com.
And welcome back. Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. Bill Nampick here, your host. Show number 200. Milestones all over the place today. And now we have David Young and David Young. First, it's David H. Young, David Michael Young, two gigantic names in real estate. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Super cool to have you. Of course, you've been on the show before. We always love to celebrate milestones like this all the time. But first of all, David H. Young, you are a legend in real estate and have been. Let's tell people about the area of real estate that you made your mark, and now this acquisition with John Doherty. Tell us about that, David.
Well, you know, it's one thing to be successful individually, and I have been privileged out of 27,000 agents to be number one or two 5 years in a row. And I don't say that to brag, but you just have to work hard to get there. But at the same time, it was also a pleasure to have my son, David Michael, with me. And we built a team to be in the top 100 in the United States. And those were great milestones, Bill. But as I grow a little bit older, that really wasn't enough for me. And I wanted to reach out to have an opportunity to merge and join forces with the number one boutique brokerage in Houston, and that's John Doherty Realtors. And we started talking about that about 6 months ago. We've been able to put that together, and we really look forward to making our Memorial office the boutique brokerage for the Energy Corridor in West Houston. And to be able to do that with my son, David, is a pleasure that I cannot tell you how great it is.
It has to be fun to be part of the family and to be connected in real estate and also to trade ideas. But I do want to go back. As you say, you have been in that top. You've been the top for how many years again, David? It's worth repeating.
You know, I'm not up there at number one anymore because I've slowed down a little bit. But that was 5 years in a row. But we continue to be in the top tier with it. And there's so many good agents in this city. And the good thing is that the top agents respect each other. Although we compete, it's a family type of thing, as John mentioned.
Well, I will say this. As you received those awards, I was there year after year. Before I even met you, I'd see you walk up to receive that award, and I'd say, how does that guy do that in an environment with so many real estate professionals in the fourth largest city? And not to say, it's very competitive. So congratulations on your success. I've admired you for a long time.
Well, thank you, Bill. I'll send you your check.
Thank you. Please do. David Michael Young, my middle name's Michael, too. Not that anybody cares, but give us an idea of your perspective, David Michael Young, because you are doing an incredible job as well.
Well, 15 years ago, I joined my father. He was the number one selling agent in Houston. Did we mention that?
We did, yes.
Yeah, 5 years in a row. And then after joining him about a year and a half with him, 2 years with him, and he did that all with just him and a couple of assistants.
Right.
So that wasn't like some of these that are really like a team of, you know, 10 people, and they still claim it as one agent. That was back as one agent. But then I had enough business that was trickling through my fingers, and I saw the files building up on his desk, and I said, we should establish a team. And he thought that wasn't a bad idea, so we took the best agents in the office and brought them on our team, and we were the David Young team. And great experience. You know, as Sherry said, I'll tie in with what she said, foundation and the umbrella. And that's what he's been in my career for me, and I appreciate that.
It's really incredible. And I mean, also, you've had a great teacher, too. He probably didn't charge you either, I'm guessing.
Well, he was too busy to teach me anything, but he had two good assistants that helped me with my career.
Where's Dad?
No, he's great. He was absolutely wonderful. You know what? My learning curve was a lot shorter. I walked into an operation. Certainly, I had good skills from my 10-year career in international trade management, 6 years of technology sales. Certainly, I'd learned some skills, but jumped right in with him and immediately became successful. I didn't have to go through that 2 years of struggling like many agents.
Bill, he taught me everything I don't know.
There you go. That, too. Well, give us an idea, David, from the perspective of here we are at the end of the year. We're approaching this new change for you and the business, approaching 2018. Can it be more exciting?
Well, not really. I do want to say again, it's such a pleasure to be able to take what we've done and to be able to merge that with the number one brokerage in Houston and to build the type of office that I feel that we can do together. You know, I think it's John's principles that has always drawn me to him. I've always believed that don't follow the money trail. Follow the people trail, and the money will follow. And there's not a lot of agents that kind of feel that way, but I do think it's part of the success, and I'm sure it's been part of John's success.
There's no question about it. In fact, the way you guys do business and the legend that you've created, those are firm principles of success. I don't care what the business is. If people practice that and put it into play, I think they'll do well.
I agree wholeheartedly. And that's what we plan to do. And, you know, this would be a challenging year with Harvey. I mean, out at our memorial office, the total destruction of so many homes that's in and around our office, and be able to reach out to them. We've tried to give back, and I think you will see the city bounce back. There's a lot of sharks in the water right now out there wanting to take advantage. But we reach out, and, you know, we've got a number of homes listed that have been flooded. And all we want to do is to take care of the people first.
Well, how do you approach that? Let's say you are someone out there, whether it's the memorial area or somewhere else where their home has flooded. How do you counsel that seller, and what should they do?
Bill, we've walked through about 10 homes in the last 4 weeks with sellers that have had devastation. And most of these are folks that are in their mid-50s to mid-70s, and they just don't want to move back into that house. That was their family home. The memories are there with what was there. The structure that they walk into with everything torn out, the sheetrock's gone, the flooring's gone, everything's gone. These are empty shells. And they just can't bear to go back into them. So they come to us and say, how much can I get for it in its existing state? What do I got to do to get it sold? What if I was to do renovation? How much would that cost? What could I sell it for? So we've been going through that process with a lot of different people. And we've got, as he said, several homes listed right now. I'm getting a cash offer signed on one of them, very close to their list price today. So that'll be a good deal for them. But I joined John Daugherty a week before Harvey. So I had the experience of being part of this family and very happy to be a part of this family.
Wow.
Yeah, 1 week before Harvey. By the way, John's a much nicer person than you'd think he is.
I think he's the greatest. I tell you what, to be in this room with all of you, quite frankly, you are all incredible individuals. I say that because it's true, and yeah, I feel great. I feel like I'm part of a family, too.
You are.
But I got started a week before Harvey, and it was probably a good thing because there was, you know, the wind came out of the sails for anything, real estate sales, right, for a month. And it gave me a chance to get familiar with the John Daugherty organization. I'm so impressed with the people that are there, both the staff and the agents that are there, the well-run organization. The reputation of the company obviously precedes it. It's not going to hurt me to wear the John Daugherty jacket.
It's very exciting. And once again, I'm going to reference the fact that when you walk in the door, and I know the people that do business with the company, they walk in buying or selling. Just when they walk in, it is just a great feeling. In fact, I have to go back next week just to get that feeling once again. Now, what are you telling buyers, David, out there?
Telling buyers it's a good time to buy, but should I wait till the spring? Are prices coming down? What's going on? And I'm saying, you better jump in now. Prices are going up. You know, we're busy. If somebody, it's funny because buyers love to say, well, the market slowed down, hasn't it? And prices are coming down. I'm like, well, I don't know what statistics you're looking at. The only thing that's really slowed us down was the lack of sales for a couple of months there, and it's back. I don't want to say the floodgates are open, but
it's active, no doubt about it. Right, David?
It's that old story that you got to keep throwing the hook in the water in order to get the fish. And We're so excited to have the showcase and presence on Memorial Drive. And I would say if there's any young agents out there or experienced agents that want to be a part of a great organization and the Energy Corridor Memorial area, just let us know. We're there to help you, and we can give you the guidance along with the great company behind us.
Give us a word, David. Also, we think of this world of technology. There's going to be new things probably that we haven't thought of that happened in 2018 for the real estate professional from a technology standpoint. But going back to core principles of success and working with people and relating to people, there are just some tried and true solid things that have to take place. And that's what made you successful all these many years.
Well, you know, I kind of kid and say I'm old school. When I at Iowa State in engineering, we did everything on a slide rule. And a lot of people don't know what a slide
rule
is.
What's a slide rule? No, I don't know.
But that was before calculators, before computers, before all that. So as I've seen the industry changing, I felt and saw the necessity to change with it. We were the very first brokerage in Houston to buy our own 3D cameras, to bring
That's
our
right.
own webmaster in-house, and to go to a more of a digital format. Because today's clients are seeing more and more of it, and they're going to demand it of the agents that's going to be representing them. So to be able to do all of that in-house and to provide that package for them is a huge plus. Now, there's a learning curve with it. We certainly spend a lot of dollars getting to this, but I will tell you that one of the things that we're excited about helping to bring to the Doherty organization is some of the technology and all that we've spent 3 years developing. We're excited about that, and I think that it's we know it's the future of where things are going.
And once again, David, should they want to reach out to you, David H. Young?
This is David H. Young, and my cell phone, which I answer all my calls, 713-569-2452, 24 hours a day.
He does answer those calls.
He does. And also, David Michael Young, just give us a quick word. We want to help animals every now and then, and we love dogs on this show. We even love cats, too.
Let's My wife loves you, Bill.
You know, that's right. So if people are out there, sometimes people forget about the cat. If they want to help cats, tell them quickly how they can do so.
The reason my wife loves Bill is he helps me plug her pet rescue organization here whenever I pop in, and that's called Save a Perfect Cat Rescue. They have a website where you can go and donate today and help the cats of Houston at saveacatrescue.com.
Okay, wait a minute. Is it Save a Perfect Cat or Save a
that's
Cat?
That's the name of the organization
okay.
now.
All
they
right.
had to change it at one point, but the website is saveacatrescue.com.
Very nice.
They adopt out about 300 animals every year. They save them. They're no-kill organization, so every cat that comes in, whether it costs them $10,000 for surgery, they'll get it done. They'll find the money.
Excellent work. And if they want to buy or sell real estate, David, what should they do if they want to reach you?
They're going to call David Michael Young with John Doherty Realtors at 713-320-6453.
Thank you so much. We are going to take a short break. I am William Michael Napick, and we're going to come right back with even more on show number 200. Thank you, David H. Young. Thank you, David Michael Young, and stay with us.
If you've been in the real estate industry for any length of time, you know unexpected and costly events can happen. Safeguard yourself against the unexpected with Real Estate Errors and Omissions Insurance, or E&O, through Stewart Insurance and Risk Management. Not all E&O insurance policies are created equal. How confident are you that your current E&O policy fully protects you? Stewart Insurance and Risk Management offers expertise in the real estate industry and tailors your coverage to correctly manage your risk. With Stewart Insurance and Risk Management, facing the unexpected just became a lot easier. Safeguard your future with Real Estate E&O Insurance through Stewart Insurance and Risk Management. Call today at 866-845-4676. That's 866-845-4676. Or email us at stewartinsurance@stewart.com to request tailored insurance options for you and your business.
Welcome back. Real Estate Matters with Stuart Title, show number 200. Bill Nampick here hosting the show. I can't believe we've had 200 shows. We have many people to thank. Thank you, Matt Morris. Thank you, all the management at Stuart Title. Super awesome. And now, the guy that brings the show every week, Tom Carpentier, president of Stuart Insurance and Risk Management. Tom, welcome to the show.
Bill, great to be here. Congratulations. Let me shake your hand, because
yes,
without it, without you, shows. We wouldn't have such a great, great show. Thank you for what you do.
That means a lot, Tom. Thank you so much. And for hanging in, we've had so many great guests. And, of course, also joining us, we have Roseanne Rogers, our sales manager at Stuart Title. Roseanne.
Hello, Bill. We are so excited. I echo what Tom said, that we're so excited. Congratulations. This is wonderful. We're actually, you know, we like being the leader in the industry, and we certainly have done that with this show and with your guidance and hosting it and bringing
Absolutely.
Everyone together. I mean, the synergy is amazing. I mean, I've met so many times, I've been on your show before, and I've met so many incredible people. And then it's also a reunion sometimes, too.
There's so many things that happen. It really, you can take it apart. There's so many things, and they're all incredible. Brittany Taggart has been joining us with Stuart Insurance and Risk Management. Brittany, can you believe it? Here we are.
I know. I'm really excited as well.
A lot of conversations.
We always learn, and we always share about real estate just from fascinating people that are on the show that have the experience in the industry.
All these shows, we provided a platform for real estate professionals, people related to the home, and a platform of thousands where people can not just hear it at the time of broadcast, but even well beyond, and they do. And the beauty of the internet, they hear it all over the world sometimes.
Well, because we're not just local, we're global with Stuart Title. And so it's great that all of our offices have a chance to hear what's going on in our market. And then also it translates to other markets as well. So we're thrilled that we could bring this, you know, to the Houston airwaves right now, and to continue it for till 2018 and then beyond.
There you go. I'll be like John Doherty. I'm only 3 years old when I started.
Know.
I think that was something like that.
John's celebrating 50 years in the industry, which is a major feat, I'll say.
And everybody on this show, where every organization is celebrating some kind of milestone. We didn't even plan it that way, but it kind of worked out. And that's some of the nice things as things unfold. Tom, people certainly know Stuart Title. We remind them again, Stuart Insurance and Risk Management. Let's just say a word. If someone's out there and they say, hey, 200 shows, that makes me want to get a car insurance quote. What can they do?
Well, we were established to really be a complement to Stuart's core. So at our core with the insurance operation, we work to insure home buyers and then folks on the personal insurance side for any other needs they have in terms of insurance. And then, you know, the other piece of our real niche is working with real estate related firms on the commercial insurance side and supporting them. So we like to be a complement to Stuart's core and a resource for the real estate marketplace. So, you know, there's realtors, there's lenders, there's insurance folks, there's title folks in the real estate space. It's a great industry. There's great synergy to be had, and so we like to insert ourselves and be an extra resource that's being delivered from Stuart. And I think this radio show is one of those great resources that Stuart Title's delivering. For me, you know, I look around and look at everything that's going on with the digital space, and everybody's clamoring for data, and, you know, I want to better understand my customers. But, you know, what a better way to understand the real estate marketplace and all the players in it than this radio show. So I think, you know, radio is an old media, but we're leveraging it in great ways. And I think sometimes we can't look past that. I mean, just the icons that we have on the show today. I like to say I'm 200 times smarter because of all the shows, really. Everybody that's been here. So, you know, I really want to thank everyone. And, you know, it's been a great learning experience, and we're super proud to be part of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I feel honored to be able to do this. I mean, it is incredible. I get to do what I love to do. And also, the doors that have opened, the people that we have met, if we go back and we say that we've had 200, you can go to the website, stuart.com/Houston, see the lineup of the guests, hear back to the, well, maybe the first show is the lost show. We can't find that one. But from show
that may
number
not be a
two,
bad thing.
Well, I don't know.
That time.
I don't know. But we stumbled a little bit.
Yeah, from show number two till today, it's all on the website, not to mention the YouTube channel. They can go to Bill Nampick Radio Shows for the YouTube channel, where somewhere along the line we found a camera and we incorporated the video. So it's worked out very well.
One of the things we mentioned on the show about Stewart Insurance and Risk Management also is that you have insurance all-stars in your organizations that never stop learning, and because you never stop training, but also you go out to real estate companies and talk to them about insurance and things like that. Sometimes we forget about that, but they're available to go out and talk at John Doherty or anywhere else.
Yeah, well, depending on which way you look at it, it can be a fortunate or an unfortunate vantage point, but we do insure real estate firms, so we get to see, unfortunately, the claims side of it, and a lot of times those claims are a result of not necessarily following best practices at times and other things. So we definitely go out to real estate firms and talk to them about some of the liability claims that real estate firms have faced as a result of poor best practices or not necessarily being consistent and all that. And so that's a big thing that Brittany and Michelle from our shop really get involved in. We take pride in not just insuring at the lowest price, but educating people. I know that John and other folks have talked about that, creating an experience that's great, but part of that experience is educating people and helping them learn some new things associated with the real estate marketplace, some of the risks associated with it, but then really working with those individuals or those businesses to properly insure them. I think, another unfortunate event here in Houston with Harvey, I think people learned, some folks learned a hard lesson of not being insured properly. And so for us, it's really taking that time to get to know the individuals, maybe even bring some things to their mind that they didn't consider when it comes to insurance. So it's all about being that advocate.
That's right. Right, Brittany?
That's absolutely right.
And we tell people you should have flood insurance.
Yes, and I know we've definitely hit on that very recently here, and it's important. And just like Tom mentioned, it's another avenue for us to be able to go out and educate about insurance because it is a hard subject. You have to love the subject and know the ins and outs of it, and that's why there are insurance professionals in this world. And I'm glad that we get to go out in that way, and I'm glad that we have this show to also educate about just real estate in general, where insurance is another player in this industry, and we definitely all are very focused on the experience these days.
In a way, insurance is like the real estate transaction. There are so many components to it, and some of them are quite complicated.
I would say so.
And
yes.
If people want to reach out and get that car insurance quote, broker NO quote, or home insurance, or umbrella policy, or watercraft, or any of those things that they can find at Stewart.com. Flood insurance. Oh, yeah. Stewart.com. Tell them how they can reach you, Tom.
They can reach me anytime on my cell phone, 832-523-1145.
Also, our number, we like to have conversations with our customers to make sure we're properly insuring and educating. So that's 866-845-4676.
Excellent. And Roseanne, now let's tell people a few things. First of all, we are poised. You mentioned we are global, no doubt about it. But right here in Houston, you're leading an incredible sales organization. We have three of those incredible people right here
The
room. Bree Nodal, Christina Sacco, Keaton Kaner.
They're all rock stars. We're going to have a big band, I'm telling you.
All the people in this room, the room's going to explode. We're going to have to leave soon. But anyway, in addition to all those great things and whatever's in store sales-wise, it's going to be incredible 2018. We're going to finish strong too. Oh, yeah. But periodically, now we're going to do a thing where you come on the show and talk. Let's tell people a little bit about that.
Excited.
It's not all finished yet.
I'm very excited because we obviously love, we do love to talk.
We do.
I have to just put it out there. We do love to talk, but there's a lot of things to talk about the industry. And so one of the things that Bill came up, this is your brainchild, and thank you so much for bringing it up. But all of us come from different backgrounds and how we bring our time and talents together and how we're going to do that to utilize with this show and for me to come on and talk about what's going on because I'm the sales manager for the Houston division, and that actually is a huge division. It includes Beaumont, and it also includes Hempstead, and it goes all the way, from north to south, east and west. And so there's a lot of things, but every market's different. Every branch is different in what we offer in those different areas and what's happening in those areas, and that we're going to be able to share and talk about that and what's really happening in the industry. And so, and title's fun. It's a really fun industry. And so it's going to, we're going to tell you some more secrets about title and with Stewart and the history of Stewart Title.
So that will be a show feature. As people listen now, they can look forward to hearing from you on a regular basis about whatever's of interest. And you see things, say, in the Beaumont office or Clear Lake that may not happen at Stewart Fine Property. So it's a lot of fun.
We're just going to have to create a buzz, right?
The buzz lady. That's right. You have been known as the buzz lady. The buzz will continue and
live on. It will
continue
right on the show on Real Estate Matters. It's exactly right.
So that is so exciting. Now, Roseanne, if someone wants to reach out to you, what should they do?
You know what? I think it's really easy just to either call
call the Fine Properties office or just email me at Roseanne, R-O-S-E-A-N-N, I do spell my name differently, Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, at Stewart.com.
You're looking at me like I may have misspelled your name periodically.
I don't know. You put me on the end. It's in the middle.
I do make mistakes every now and then. But
so, they can also call you. I mean, you know.
That's right. Give us a call.
Any of the Stewart offices can find me.
We're all over. In fact, we have our new calendars out so people can see the full format, the map of all the great offices that we have. Thank you so much, Roseanne. Tom, and thank you, Matt Morris, if you're out there listening, for helping us bring this forth every week here for the last, 200 weeks. In the meantime, as we wind up the show, we have a special guest, Debbie Doherty. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's so great to be here.
Well, you know, last time I talked to you, you were actually listening to one of our previous shows, and you said, hey, you were in the car driving around with John, and it was fun, right?
Oh, it's so much fun to be here. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of today, and congratulations on your 200th. Wow. I want to, wow.
You're having fun too,
I think that's
aren't
a
you?
Really good word. I think she's right. Wow. I mean, think about that. How many years and how many influences, how many people, because, you know, you're busy. John goes everywhere and you're right there with him on his side.
Well,
by his
it's
side, so,
so nice to be there. And it's so great to have a big family. I have a big family personally, but I even have a bigger one when I walk into the office.
No doubt about it. Well, thank you so much, Debbie. In the meantime, John and Sherry, let's say a quick word as we exit the show. Sherry, in case they want to reach out to you, Sherry Fama, president of John Doherty. Sherry, what's the number over there?
It's 713-626-3930.
And John, what else should we know before we close the show?
I have the same number, 626-3930, and it's johndoherty.com.
And we encourage people to reach out to you. They want to buy or sell their home. It's a great thing to do to call John Doherty Realtors. David H. and David Michael, say one last word, gentlemen.
Thank you, Bill. Been a pleasure to be with you again, and my check's in the mail.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
Always enjoy it, Bill, and thanks for the plug for Save a Cat.
That's right, and the animals are so important. We want to save dogs, too. There's so many. This is a big city, but there's a lot of animals that need help out there all the time. Well, we thank you, Roseanne Rogers,
thank
Tom Carpenter, Matt Morris, all the people that have made this show possible.
Woo-hoo! And
the
great, is it time for cake yet?
And the great Sigmund Kramer. He's been with us on almost every show.
Woo-hoo!
He is producing
go,
the
buddy.
Show all the time.
Kramer.
A very, very important part, Salem Broadcasting. Thank you all, and once again, hey, you want a real estate closing, you want to have a great experience, just call out to anyone at Stewart Title. We're all over the city, all over the United States, and even the world. Bree Nodal right there in the Kirby location. Keaton Kaner, he's there at Fine Properties in the Heights. Christina Sacco, she's right there, Memorial Town and Country. Get ready, a lot of business, a lot of people that we were going to be stewards of the real estate transaction. And thank you all for allowing me to be here and do what
keep
I love
up the
to
good
do.
Work,
and,
Bill. And we got Roseanne. A lot more shows to do. I
That's
expect
right.
to hear 200 more or
we'll
even more
We'll tell people
that.
To go to Stewart.com/Houston. They can hear any of these shows on the beautiful website that they provide at Stewart. It's unbelievable how nice and clean, how organized it is, Stewart.com/Houston. Or if you want to see this show, just go to Bill Napick Radio Shows. That's a YouTube channel. It's almost like the movies. You can see and hear the show. And thank you all so much. Great guests. Thank you,
Woo!
Jeff Stewart,
thank
Houston
you.
Astros.
Great
go Astros.
Job.
Congratulations. And until next time, thanks for reaching out. Stewart.com/Houston. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned.
Yay. That's a wrap, right?
Wrap it up.
That was great.